When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Who's got an anecdote? Anybody got anything? Anything funny happened to you recently, Taryn?
I don't know. The whole technical problem, technical support problem really took the wind out of my sails, if I'm being honest. Well, so my brother-in-law and I, well, they're not married yet, so I guess I shouldn't jump the gun there. My sister's boyfriend and I had a very funny happenstance today.
Wait, they're not even engaged.
I know. So brother-in-law together for like 12 years.
Oh, right, right. That's right. I forgot who it was.
So
that's
it
right.
Just feels like.
Yeah. Even I know it's Sebastian.
Yeah, I forgot. I forgot how long they've been together. Okay, go on.
Yes, he's very much in the fold. So we have kind of a funny thing happen today.
Okay.
I got a FaceTime call from him, so I answered it. And it seemed like he just wanted to talk. So I turned the camera around to Maren.
Oh, no.
He was, you know, being very polite and like, oh, she's so cute. She's getting so big. And then I said, yeah. So he's a chiropractor. So at this point, I start talking about some knee pain that I'm having, like trying to fill the voids. And then before long, he starts talking about how much cleaning up he has to do. He has a friend coming over tonight. And I'm like, oh, what do you have to clean? Like, that sounds
not a real friend.
Eventually it gets to the point in the conversation where he says, like, so how can I help you? And I'm like, how can I help you? And he's like, well, I don't know. You called me. And I'm like, no, you called me. Oh, and at this point, we've literally been on the phone for 15 minutes.
Oh, my God. How
so who did
happen?
The call?
Well, honestly, the jury's still out. We sent each other screenshots of our call logs and I have no history of calling him, but it sure looks like I did. So
that's so crazy.
I know. I'm not. I'm
and
really
terrifying.
Not sure what happened?
Oh. That's terrifying. Because
but when
the
we
last
were hanging
thing-
up, he said, "Well, we have to do this more."
Well, maybe you will.
So how can I help you?
I know. It was like, have you seen the videos of people holding the two phones up to each other and they're like calling the pizza store or whatever.
Yes.
Or the pizza shop. It was very much like that. It started out with a lot of niceties, but then before long we both were like, so
why are you interrupting me?
What do you need?
So you must have butt dialed him or something.
I don't know. It does, like, literally I have no call history of calling him.
Oh.
It says that he called me.
Oh, well
and
then
for him, it says that I called him. So
that is so weird.
We may never solve the mystery.
Oh my God, that better not be a new horrible glitch that can happen, because the last thing I need to do is to accidentally call
And for you to think he's calling you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm FaceTiming him and he's like, wow, long time.
Oh my gosh. Oh,
and then he's going to show the baby and.
Yeah. Ugh. So how can I help you? You can't
spare us,
sir.
All.
Please.
Oh my God. Oh my God. That was a pretty good one.
That's a pretty good anecdote.
That's all I got.
I think that's honestly is how I see a lot of these pod dates having had. how a lot of the pod dates went. Okay, let's do a theme song, huh?
Let's do it.
Oh, welcome to Nameless Best Friends. I'm Paige.
I'm Beth.
I'm Taryn.
And how can we help you? Why did you call us?
I was hoping to win the sweepstakes.
You may remember Taryn from our Countdown to Christmas extravaganza where we did Magic and Mistletoe. And I
magical
think that's the only
it was.
Magical it was. Oh, what an asshole that guy was. Paul Campbell not playing his kindest role.
Right. Oh my God. My God.
So
no,
bad.
I'm so excited to be back. Thanks yeah. for asking me.
Yeah. Okay, so we need your kind of like, before we get into the episode, I want to know, oh, and fun fact, because this is the wedding episode, I was in Taryn's wedding. I was the bridesmaid. I had an actually cute dress. It was a beautiful wedding. And you're still married.
Yeah.
All this year and a half
I
later.
I wish we could go back.
Oh, uh-oh.
Back to the wedding, not before the wedding. I'll clarify that. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
It was so fun. It was such a great wedding.
It was the best day, and it was so special to have you there. For you to fly across the country for me just means more than you will ever know.
Oh, well, you should demand that I do it more often.
And demand I will.
So what have your thoughts been on this season?
Okay. So the biggest thing that I think about almost every season of Love is Blind, if I'm being honest, is like the weight that the team that does casting must feel every season.
Oh my God.
Because if people don't fall in love, they don't have a show.
Yeah.
So for whatever reason, I don't know if it's just my project management background and the logistics of the whole thing, but I just think every time, like, wow, they have to be like crossing their fingers, hoping that there is some chemistry somewhere with the people that they cast on this show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And honestly, this season feels like a little bit of a dud.
Yeah.
I know. Agreed.
There's normally many more weddings, right?
Right.
Yeah. And last season was crazy. Like, because that was a two-part finale and everything. Like,
remember,
that was,
I haven't seen it yet.
Last
yeah. And mommy
is
hasn't seen it.
The only
so no
one
spoilers.
I didn't see.
Oh, you guys are in for it. You'll have to come on. We're going to do an informal chat once Beth watches it because it's so good and so fun to talk about. I loved that season. That was the one that made me say we have to do it with Love is Blind next time it comes on because of that. And the season was kind of a loser season, but.
Okay, so then maybe we need to watch last season together then.
Mm.
I haven't seen it either. So.
Yeah, you guys are going to love it. It's so good.
Yeah.
The characters are great. But season four, I think I didn't watch two and three, but I've seen one, four, and five, and now six. But four was the one with those awful, awful, awful girls I will never mind talking shit about because they're the worst bitches. Just awful. So who did you like in this season? Who have you liked? Who'd you hate?
So Amy.
Uh-huh.
I think Amy's great.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, she's so nice.
Yeah, I think so too.
There's been no real favorites. Yeah, there's nobody I would say, oh, I want to be best friends.
No.
Yeah.
I feel like I would like to be friends with Laura. She seems fun. She seems like somebody who would be a good friend.
Well, don't get on her wrong friends. Side, you know?
Well, I know, but that's who I want on my side.
Yeah, that's true.
As long as you can maintain it. I think it was Trevor said at like one of the gatherings of all of them.
Oh, the pool
together.
Party?
Yes. And he said something like, she was my number two, but she's kind of mean.
Yeah, she did. He did. And I see it. I mean, he's not wrong.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'm always the mean friend. So if I had another mean friend, then I would be knocked back to second meanest friend.
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't like that.
That's true. I love might be not be blind, but love is tough. And love I'm is your tough. Tough love friend. But you're my tough love friend too.
Oh, right back at you. We need it.
We do. Mm-hmm. We do. We got to keep each other grounded. Mm-hmm. So anybody else that comes to mind that you hated or loved? Any couples you thought were going to make
Matthew,
it that did or
right?
didn't? Yeah.
Oh, I mean, math.
While
Matthew
we were doing the sound check, yeah, Taryn's husband said, well, I want to see Matt.
Yeah, he's, where is Matt?
I know. Well, why didn't he re-enter? I don't understand why. That had to be in his contract, right?
I bet just something. I bet it just was, he was too boring. I bet just nothing happened. I bet Amber, when he chased down Amber, she just didn't want to do anything, or she saw his ugly face or something.
Yeah.
No, they were all saying that he looked like
Clark Kent.
Superman.
Clark yeah. Kent.
Yeah, yeah, which I don't.
Well, he introduced see. That idea. To be fair, he's
That's
the one
true.
Who brought it up.
Yeah. So. Well, which doesn't always work now, does it, Chelsea Fox? Did you see the video that I sent you? I posted a video that was. You guys, I really do think Chelsea looks like Megan Fox. She's just got the face on the wrong head. See, now if you put her face on Jay Leno's head, that's her, right? And it is.
It is.
It is.
Oh, it, no.
So anyway.
Well, wait. Okay. So I did really like, and now their names are going to super escape me, which is embarrassing.
It's okay.
But they were a couple that made it and they broke up first.
Kenneth
it was
and
the
Brittany.
Principal and the teacher.
Kenneth and Brittany.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. I was so team them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, once you started seeing them together more.
Yeah. Yeah,
actually,
it started
I really
to fall
liked
apart
her
pretty quickly, but I loved their storyline.
Yeah, it seemed like they were off to a great start. I really think mm-hmm. that everything just shit hit the fan once he found his phone again. Because
yeah.
that was
yeah.
rough. The same thing is happening. I was gonna say that to you earlier, Mommy, when we were talking about Vanderpump. Now that everybody is a mom, they're I think that mm-hmm. they're allowed to have their phones on them.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're constantly on their phones on TV. And it's like the last thing I want to do is watch Lala Kent ignore somebody while she's on her phone. Like,
right.
That's not yeah. what I tune into TV for.
Right. Ugh, yeah.
It's so weird. It's so weird and meta mm-hmm. because it's like she's getting alerts about the own show. Anyway.
Yeah.
What'd you think of Trevor?
The Trevor of it all. I mean, I don't know. I can't decide on Trevor, honestly. There have been points when I'm like, Trevor's your guy, Chelsea. Like, go, run to him. But then
mullet
he does,
flapping
like,
in the breeze.
Say, yeah, it's like at the end of everything good he says, he like drops a one-liner that I'm like, oh. All the work you just did to get me on your side. And then
well,
it's,
but there's, oh,
totally
there's that stuff
that.
About him having a girlfriend already. And but then there's a other now I've been on Reddit and stuff. And he mm-hmm. is irrefutably like just in everyone's DMs. So that guy is just a player and he
oh,
is
no.
not hot. So he's not.
That does take
away
from it all.
Yeah. I mean, if you're a nice guy, then people overlook the other stuff, but I don't know. It takes a special art to be kind of plain and yet fool everybody into thinking that you're hot shit.
Yeah.
You know, like,
well, so do you think he's right for Chelsea or no?
Yeah, I still think so.
Well, I don't think that she deserves a liar, you know.
Well, right, it depends cheater. On how rough he the thing is like if he was into her and they were gonna have a yeah. relationship, as long as it was like personality wise if we're talking personality wise and we're not talking about whether or not he's like a cheater that we don't know and
right,
whatever
right right
personality
right.
wise all oh, yeah. the things he is the way he the even him wanting attention and wanting some like 15 minutes of fame here all right. of that yes I think that they'd still be great together.
Yeah,
but it's just like obviously I don't need anyone getting hurt.
Right.
So, yeah.
I always wonder about the edit, too. Not so yeah. much on Trevor, but on yeah. Chelsea. Like,
well,
when you
yeah.
see the Chelsea and Jimmy, that's his name, right?
Yep.
The
yes.
Jimmy of it all. It's like, is she this insecure? and we're not seeing what he's doing that's making her that insecure. Like, you just don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
But what we're seeing in his response, she doesn't, he responds with great patience and kindness. And she's never said something like, well, why weren't you acting like this an hour ago? So I think that we are seeing how he really is with her.
Right.
And I think that she's just really, she pushed it, obviously. I mean, we're about to, in fact, that's who we start with.
Sorry. One more thing, because I forgot to mention on the last episode, we had a listener who, her name is Betsy. And Betsy pointed out that Jeremy looked like, when he takes, she's like, I thought he was cute. And then he took his glasses off. And I was like, oh my God, he's a young, thin Elon Musk. Isn't that just? I was like, oh no. And she said, I could feel it in my bones. That man idolizes me. She said, I feel it in my bones. That man idolizes Elon.
Oh, I bet she's right. Oh my God.
It's so bad. Ugh, not someone you want to look like anyway. So yes, jumping right into Chelsea and Jimmy. They're on the tail end of their theme park date, right?
Long date, yeah, because it's night and they're still by the roller coaster. Ugh. Although they might be outside the fence. We don't know for sure. But and they're talking about whether or not they're going to go through with it. And
yeah, because they left us on the cliffhanger last week of, or last episode of like, so what do you think, Chelsea? Are you going to go? Do you want to go through with the wedding? Which I was like, in what world is she not going to? Like the fact that she was like, well, and even making like uncertain faces. I was like, she just wants attention. She'll do any. She's one of those girls who will like say, I want to break up just to like make you
get
fight
a rise
for her
out of him. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've been her. Well, I get it. But. Don't do it. It's a bad.
Well, I mean, she fucked around and she found out, didn't she? Because I thought that this was going to go the way that it has before, where he seems to be putting his foot down. He says, I don't want to go to the altar.
Yeah, not like it was.
And then I thought she was going to be like, oh, I'm going to baby voice and laying my way out of this. And then he's like, I really love you. Oh, my God. I mean, like the number of problems these people have for not even having known each other a solid month. It's crazy. But he does say that, you know, he throws a few jabs. Like he's like, well, you kept saying Amy and Johnny are the strongest couple. So it's like it's got number one guy in the group vibes.
Yeah, it does.
But she confirms, so we're not going to do this. And he confirms it.
Yeah. And
then she says, so why did you even propose? I feel like you're not even trying. And I was like, God, I have seen him try.
I know. He's been so patient. I think he's been so patient. And it's just like, it's so crazy because he's also like letting things slip. I think that there's a lot he's not saying.
Well, and that's what I mean about the edit. Like, what is going on here? And I'm not saying that they got an unfair edit. Like, I don't know. But it's just the things that we don't hear.
Yeah.
I wonder a lot about.
Well, because
she really dug her grave on the whole calling his best friend out kind of thing. Like, how are you going? You can't come back from that.
That came up again today. I mean, with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
well, and he's very thoroughly upset about that because, like, as we were talking about in the last episode, too, it's just like, who knows what dynamics that fucked up and shifted? Because if they hadn't told that third best friend and now she knows and then she feels lied to or whatever, like, do people who have sex are allowed to not tell anybody? You know, it's like, it gets into something different if it's like an affair or whatever, obviously. But, like, you can just have had a private thing and not tell anybody. And not have it be something that makes, you know, whatever. But then he told the person he thought he was going to marry, which is appropriate. And if he hadn't, that would have been messed up. And then for her to just, she just has no boundaries. And she just will say anything to get attention and to get the most reaction possible in the moment. And she will put whatever into that cannon and pull it, however a cannon works. She'll put whatever in the cannon and then she will just go kaboom.
And then
like she doesn't care. Yeah.
Yeah.
So... he's talking about how she's got an ex. She FaceTimed the night they got engaged. And
I know. What was all that?
That's what made me feel like there's a lot that's being said off camera that she is even worse off camera. She is doing even crazier shit off camera. And he's don't like the guy very much, but I think he's gentlemanly enough, honestly, to not bring a lot of stuff up. And I think he's hinting at it because she's putting him on the spot on TV. But yeah, it just, it seems insane. And it's okay, like,
so would you have had faith in Jimmy and Jess?
I think he would have been a little bit more spellbound for longer. Yeah, because I don't think that they would have fought like this. But I think he might have gotten intimidated by the child and would have gotten.
Really didn't want the child.
Yeah. I think he would have gotten to that place and then just been like, I'm not ready for this. I think he probably was always going to bail. I don't get the feeling he's actually ready. And if he is, I think he's ready for like some Spitfire girl who's like really fun and keeps him, you know, interested and keeps him in line and kind of like is the boss of him without being a banshee, you know, like honestly, Laura, like somebody more like that, I think he would get along with. But it's just crazy. And the thing is like they're fighting and they're having like this awful, like last gasp of their relationship. And I'm just like, that this right here is why you need to break up, because you guys don't have the same opinion on what's going on in the relationship. And it's just like so often when people are fighting, it's just like, but the fact that you're fighting about these things and the fact that these are all like the fact that you can't get that she can't get him to understand her is also why you should break up. Like these, it's all why they need to break up.
Right.
So it's kind of crazy, though, that it was just sort of like unceremoniously like, OK, that's the end of their scene. And now they're just not on the show anymore because like they were such the because like this show was not about AD, Clay, Johnny and Amy. Like it was about Jimmy and Chelsea and Jeremy and Laura.
Yeah. So, agreed.
I feel like we lost our main stars. We got psychoed.
Right. And so then we have the then it's the night before the weddings.
The bachelorette and parties.
Yeah.
Bachelor party.
God, those were so boring. Yeah, and I had to say, so too. I got a little tired of AD's ego. She's always, you got this. You got this. Or he's so lucky to get this, you know? And, and it's just.
I feel like she, like her persona shifted at some point. And I don't know exactly when it happened, but it was somewhere within the last two episodes.
Yeah.
And if you go back and like look at her in the pods, like she's much more soft-spoken, reserved, which, you know, I'm not faulting her for. Like if you become more and more yourself as you get more and more comfortable with someone, fine.
But did she, like did she become more and more herself, or did she become more and more disillusioned? Because then she was just kind of letting everybody have it. And I feel like maybe she's not somebody who suffers fools gladly.
Yeah, so which is good.
It but is I just good. But I admire just feel that about her, but that could be what we're seeing is like, but maybe part of her was, you know, how we all try and talk ourselves into what we wanted before, or what we think we're wrong to talk ourselves out of or whatever. I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah.
But I've seen a shift too, just in that she's become more impatient in general.
I think that she's just like, but I think that really kind of what happened is that she got, it's just like a tiny little bridezilla moment where it just like where like suddenly the world seems like it's about you, but it's mixed with the fact that it's in your 15 minutes of fame also. But I would just, I don't know, for better or for worse, I wouldn't be that confident. I would be like, well, I don't want to look like a fool at the end of this in case something happens, because I kind of am always aware of that. It's just like, do I want to say this? Like I've gotten hit in the head with a soccer ball while smiling too many times.
Yeah.
to not just be a little bit more careful. But
on the Jumbotron.
But I don't know. I mean, she was having a blast at her bachelorette party, but it was very just like, it was so self-aggrandizing, sort of like the, and I guess like if you're going to do that, like that's when, you know, your bachelorette party, your wedding, like if you're going to get to be kind of crazy, that's what you get to do.
Well, I was really put off by it, and I didn't see anything bad coming at that point. And I was turned off by her. But
yeah, I don't know. She seemed fine, and she seemed really happy, and she seemed really drunk. So, but when they were talking to, she and Amy were talking, and Amy was saying that she and Johnny haven't had sex. And she's like, well, we want to be really careful because he doesn't want to have a kid. And I was like, so you're not going to have sex until you want to have a kid then? Like, what's that? What's your plan here?
Right.
Yeah.
It's really strange.
I didn't understand that of it all.
No, it doesn't make any sense. It's just so confusing because it's just like, I don't know. It just, it doesn't make any sense because it's like, it's not like, well, once you get married, there is an inherent anything. You're not like more ready to have a kid or suddenly more prepared or anything like that. So or less waiting fertile. To get married. Yeah. Yeah. Or less fertile. Exactly. Like, I don't know what they're saying that they're waiting for, but well, I mean.
And just to act like there's not another type of contraceptive.
I know.
Well, as I understand it, he doesn't rely enough. He doesn't think a condom is enough. He wants both.
I don't think he understands anything about birth control whatsoever. No, the fact that he really was the fact that he was just like, yeah, I'm willing to consider a vasectomy, but like, you know, only, you know, just for a while, is like, that is not how that works. Like, mm-hmm. And the way he was talking about male birth control, like he truly was hearing about that for the first time. And it's like, dude, we all know that that's not it. Like, yet, that's not going to work. First of all, I don't think women will ever trust men enough to
right.
Have yeah. that, except for maybe when they're married, maybe. But no, so I don't know. But then AD said, Amy's too spicy. She's fucking that man. And that was funny, but I don't think that she's right. Amy does not mm-mm. seem spicy at all to mm-mm. me. She seems absolute. Very bland. Yeah, she's an absolute pat of butter. And yeah. I love butter, but it's not as spicy.
No, exactly. Exactly. She's very nice, but she's no Brittany.
Well, Brittany was also just really nice. Nobody
I
here.
Know, but Brittany, we saw her get irritated with him, and that was pretty gratifying because we were so irritated with him.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So then we go to AD and Clay's wedding. It's so crazy. Well,
you're right. There was a moment at the bachelor party, but I didn't even have any notes except for that everybody's going to feel like shit tomorrow.
I will never understand. That is like, I feel like nobody's done that since like the 70s when everyone was just casually doing coke all the time. Like the idea of having a bachelor or bachelorette party the night before your wedding, I want mine spaced out. Far, like I want to have a spa day before my wedding. I want to be drinking green juice the entire day before my wedding, so I wake up feeling like $1 million. I don't want mm-hmm. fucking shots of whiskey.
Mm-mm.
Ugh, no. Absolutely not. No way. So then it goes to AD and Clay's wedding,
mm-hmm.
and AD's mom is dressed crazy. She is dressed. Speaking of Bugsy Malone, it was very like 1920s. Like it was very like Peaky Blinders or not Peaky Blinders. Very like Boardwalk Empire. Mm. But she was saying that she had talked to Clay's mom, and AD is like, "Well, you guys are two peas in a pod," which they really are. Like those women are going to be friends after this. Like they are just cut from the same cloth. They are talk about take no shit. They both seem like people I would not want to be on the wrong side of. And I love that in a person. So, and then I don't know. It's so crazy because like their little bridal suite and then the groom's man cave. It's like this, the vibe of Terrence scrunching her face up. Yes, exactly. it's just, they're so like basic and choogy and like weird and like they're so not, they don't seem fun.
Mm-mm.
But all the guys are standing around talking, and Clay's brother, I took a picture, Clay's brother had no idea what to do with his hands. He was like lying his palms on in front of his thighs, like open. Like he just did not know what to do. And then when it was finally his turn to talk, he was gesticulating a lot. And I was like, you must be so glad there's something to say so that you can do something with your hands.
I run into that a lot. I don't know what to do with my hands.
Yeah.
It's a problem.
It's, you well, it's also
like a superstar.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Exactly.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
So we finally meet Trevor, Clay's cheating dad.
That was crazy. I was shocked to meet the man, the titular therapeutic issue of the show.
Yeah, and I was like, I didn't quite see it.
What, like that his appeal for all the women he cheated with?
Yeah, I mean, I don't usually love an underbite, but I guess.
Oh, don't say that. Nick has one.
Oh, I've never really noticed.
Yeah, he really does.
Oh, that's funny.
Well, then I guess I didn't realize it, but I guess there's a certain brand of underbite that I can't stand, and I guess it's the extremely noticeable kind.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, too funny. It's so crazy, though, because when, I mean, because even Chelsea and Jimmy, like, when they were talking and stuff, I was kind of like, he was talking with such enthusiasm and saying things, like, and when she said, we were just picking out songs to walk down the aisle to, when were you going to tell me we're not going to get married? And it's true, like, and I understand to a certain extent, like, they have to, like, walk this as far as they can because it's the show, but it's a little weird and insulting, and, like, it's crazy because, like, so, you know,
at one point, alert, does somebody know that they're fooling the other?
Exactly, because like Clay is sitting there having this whole conversation with the guys and talking about how much he loves her and talking about how excited he is, and then like she's in her bridal suite like talking about this and whatever, and yeah, doing a lot of like dancing and being like, yes, I'm the shit. And then she was walking down the aisle. And he's sitting up there and he's smiling and he's getting the whole groom at the end of the aisle look. And he's just like, wow, she looks so beautiful. He's not like sitting there like looking tense and like, oh, fuck. Oh, my God. The moment's about to happen. This is like awful.
Yeah.
It's awful. And then she gets up there. They do vows. He gives a little speech. She says, I do. And he says, I don't. And I just can't imagine. I mean, I understand. Like, again, it's production. I know that they're like, okay, so we want you guys to talk about the wedding and everything, but don't give any indication whether you're never, you know, whether you're going to make the decision or not because of TV. But like, these are not professional actors. Right. So I don't get it. Unless anybody who wants to go on TV is a little bit better at acting than, you know, than a normal person. But it's crazy.
I want to know, and I know that this is not what the show's about, but I want to know what their rules are. Because they have to have, like, a pretty lengthy contract, you would think, right?
Yeah,
like
the show?
To be on the show.
Yeah,
yeah, okay. I'm sure.
Like,
yeah.
You can't disclose whatever. You certainly can't tell your family. And, like, the penalty for them, like, thinking that you've let the cat out. Because to your point, Paige, not everyone's a good actor.
Right.
So if they risked people telling their families, someone, like, it would just be obvious. So it has to, like, whether they don't get paid if they discover that you've let on or something. Like, I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
But I'd be curious to know because it feels like there's something. It also feels like, what are the producers, the questions that they're asking when they're being interviewed?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, like, to go into your wedding day being like, my biggest fear is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you know that they were asked, what is your biggest fear?
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so, all those. Yeah. I mean, but it's just so crazy to be getting all these interviews and having them sitting around. Like, he's getting ready. He's getting dressed. He's, like, talking to his guys about how she's the one. And they're like, oh, man, you really love her. And he's like, yeah, I really do. And it's just crazy.
Wouldn't you feel so bad for your family?
Oh.
Yes. I would feel bad for my family, and I would feel, but also it's just crazy because under no circumstances would you and Emily and my mom, my brother, under no circumstances would you guys not know what was about to go down.
Right.
You know, if I was sitting here about to go on it, like I was on a TV show and it wasn't Richie and it was some guy and I was about to get up there and be like, I don't. Then I would be like, I would at least be like, wink, wink. Like, you would know.
Yeah.
Everyone would know. And maybe they do, and they're all acting, but it's just crazy. But when he gets up there, what he says, because my note is just, oh, fuck. She gets up there and she's like doing a little spin, and her biggest flaw besides the fluffy eyelashes straight out of the Jim Henson studio is that she overuses the expression period all the time.
I didn't notice that.
It's like it's a confirmation slang, right? To be like, you know, like, oh, my God, totally. So it's like period. But she says it all the time. And it's so dated because that's like already out to say that. And it's such a fleeting bit of slang. So good thing that it wasn't actually on her wedding day. But while my note was his parents do not look certain. Like when it showed her parents, his parents, I was like, oh my God. And then my note was, oh fuck. And then that was when he said that I love you, but I can't, it would not be responsible of me to say yes at this time. It panned to the audience again. His friend shook his head. But the thing is that he's right. It would not be responsible. One of the things
is responsible. No. This show is not responsible.
No, although Johnny and Amy, it just seems like a weird, like, oh, actually, we met by this. Like, I think that it can work for some people, but it's like, especially if you're boring, like, you just needed to meet anybody that fills the criteria.
Yeah.
Like, just who the fuck ever. I just need someone of my rough age and height preference, and I just need them to want to get married also. And I want to not go broke marrying them. Like, that's pretty much what those people, I think that's what their qualifications were. But he says
he did bring up, to your point, he did bring up finances.
Oh, I know. I was going to say, like, at the end.
Yeah.
It's weird.
And he said, I don't understand her finances or something. Yeah, maybe he learned something at the last minute.
Maybe. We'll get there, but it's
crazy.
Or
her demands. I did notice, like, her mom gave her a jade necklace that we didn't see that had been passed down in the family. She didn't wear that. She wore and said, she was like, this is the necklace Clay gave me, which I personally thought looked like it glowed in the dark.
I know.
So maybe she...
The boardwalk.
Yeah, but get your Wilma Flintstone replica here. So maybe he gave her that and she had made some comment that she had higher standards or something, or maybe it really was pearl, but it sure didn't look like it from where I sit.
I don't know. But the thing is my favorite. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, why would you give a wedding day gift?
Yeah.
If you're not getting married.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, and I guess it's because it's all paid for, because like that's part of the show is that they're all getting these things paid for, but it's crazy.
But are they to that extent?
I don't know.
Do people usually get wedding day gifts from each other on this show? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I don't think so.
So,
but
I don't know. But she's very ambitious. While they both have multiple streams of income, his seem sort of fly by night, catch as catch can, and hers seem ambitious. So
yes,
it's
but also
possible.
I think he seems more successful than she does in a lot of ways. So it's hard
Perhaps,
to say.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because he seems to own that house. And he actually I think that in a lot of ways, I think that she feels like she's more grown up than he is. But I actually think he might be a lot more emotionally mature because he's able
to
recognize.
The fact that he didn't do this.
Because he's able to recognize his weaknesses. And that's a huge, there's a strength in that a lot of people don't have. And like being able to identify that you're not ready for something or to not do the easy thing or to not, you know, like, and to risk disappointing a lot of people and to, you know, and my favorite thing about him this season has been that he's like talked about how he wants to get into therapy. He wants to get into therapy with the person he's going to marry. We already saw him when they were in the kitchen at one point. And he was talking about like how he'd been watching Love is Blind and like he was comparing himself to all these other people. And he was saying like, but why does the date matter? I felt like that conversation was the one where he was like kind of considering like, well, what if we just pushed it back? Like, why do we have to do, maybe if we just get to get, you know, like that felt like cold feet. I don't know if I mentioned that or if it made the edit, but it's like, that when I look back, knowing what we know now, it feels like that's like what he meant by that too. But it's like, he's right. He's not, it would not be responsible. He's right. He needs to get fixed before he goes into a commitment like that. He needs to understand himself more and he needs to have done the work. He can't, you know what I mean? Like, so I think it was really mature of him to do that. And I think he's not wrong. And I actually think that I actually feel like they're maybe not on the same level.
Yeah, I think you could be right.
I mean, I like her. She's cool, but
Well, my last, well, they were at the, up at the altar. I even made a note, AD has quite a healthy ego. You know, like she was, maybe she, yeah, I don't know. She seemed very performative and she was brushing. He had definitely expressed many, many concerns about himself to her that she didn't perhaps take seriously enough. Although he obviously, he gave her every indication this was going to, he gave us all every indication this was going to go through.
Yeah, I think that she's desperate to get married. When she's like talking about how like, why am I never good enough? Why am I never good enough? I feel like she just wanted to lock some good guy down.
Yeah.
And like, I think that a lot of people feel like
or hot
that,
guy so. Down because that was the first thing she said to everybody. Everybody's like, oh, I really like him. Isn't he hot? Isn't he handsome? Yeah. Isn't he on fire?
Yeah, yeah, you exactly. Know? I know. And so I think she was a little bit desperate and she just wanted to like lock somebody down. So she was willing to like do whatever it takes to get that guy.
Yeah.
And I get the feeling that maybe if something's really going to stick for him, it's going to be a real, real deep connection that maybe mm-hmm. isn't there. But that's when he was talking and he's like leaning against that fence and saying, I don't really understand her finances like that. And I was like,
I noted him leaning against that. It wasn't a fence. Middle school. It was like farm.
It was a
equipment.
Pillar, wasn't it?
Oh. There were two. At the end, he's standing by a fence when he's saying, I want to go. Okay. That's right. That's right. But he said, I'm like, I had to ask myself like two questions. Like, do I see myself as a husband today? No. Am I deeply in love? No. And if I can't say yes to those two questions, then I got to say no. And right. I was like, yeah. And that's really hard when you got your mom there and everybody's there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ugh. And then he goes and talks to her. And it was very romantic when he said, you think I'm leaving? Like, I'm not going anywhere. Like, I want to do this mm-hmm. with you and for you and whatever. And like, I mean, we know like at the end of the episode, AD says she does not see herself dating him. And I think that that's like, she feels insulted,
mm-hmm.
you know, but mm-hmm. I also don't think he likes her enough because mm-hmm. if he says I'm not deeply in love, I feel like it's easy to say you're deeply in love after a couple of weeks. So if it's not right. easy to say after a couple of weeks.
Right. Right. That's a good point.
Yeah.
He does say something though. And it's when he's leaning against that fence about, I didn't understand the gravity of the situation.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And he's like, you're kind of stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what that was about.
Mm.
I mean, I guess that the intensity of the moment hits you in the day, like in a, and maybe that's what he meant by that. But like, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, remember this guy wasn't even sure men wore wedding rings in the beginning
right.
of this show.
That's
so
right.
he maybe doesn't understand the gravity of it because like, right. He's the one who said, like, he doesn't have a ton of role models to look up to. He doesn't really have a firm grasp on marriage and what it looks like in its best form, which was why the most fucking fascinating part of this entire season to me was when Clay's mom was talking to Clay's dad, which is crazy mm-hmm. because they were married for 2 decades.
25 years, yeah.
Yeah, something like that. And he cheated on her and used to bring Clay when he yeah. cheated to that woman's house or those women's house. I'm not sure. But that is so rough. And then for yeah. Clay to be dealing with that, that is hugely psychologically damaging.
Mm-hmm.
But his mom said, whose name is Rita mm-hmm. said, you need to explain to him and apologize. I have forgiven you, but you need to talk to him and explain your actions to him.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said, I found things out that I didn't know until this experience. And I was hurt and I was mad. But it's about you need to talk to him. And then she is such a like badass. I just felt like she just like had so much grace and poise in that moment. And what was clearly had a lot of pain and had lived through it and had come out the other side. And I just couldn't, I was like, oh my God, I got chills watching her because, and then he's like, well, you know, he just needs to meet a good woman like his mama. She's like, well, you met me, but you weren't good to me.
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, but she's right. Like he needs to go to therapy and deal with it, but his dad needs to talk to him and like they have a lot of this like unearthed a lot of stuff. And mm-hmm. I think that what he said basically this experience made him grow, which is why she when he's talking to her, she's like, I feel like a sacrifice that you used to grow.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, raise your hand if you felt like that in a relationship.
Oh yeah.
you know what
For
I mean?
For sure, it's, yeah.
I feel like every girl has at some point felt like a good luck Chuck, you know, where they're like, oh, and then you go marry somebody. Oh, now you're so mature. Now that, oh, you're welcome, by the way. And I don't think she's wrong. He probably will meet like the love of his life at some point, and she's going to feel like, if it wasn't for me, you know? But yeah, after they were talking and he doesn't want to leave, like, you could tell he really cares about her and really feels awful. But it's just not enough to carry the relationship.
Well, you know? It's weird that he hasn't watched the show before.
Yeah.
I mean, to go on a TV show that you haven't seen.
Yeah.
It's a choice. It is a choice. But yeah, so that's kind of the end of their thing until he has his final parting thoughts later. But I wanted her to put on some fucking sweatpants so badly. She was just like, she's leaving in that Rolls Royce in a wedding dress. And I'm just like, put on something comfortable.
Right.
Like, please.
Something comfortable and less depressing.
She took the lashes off.
She did take the lashes off. That's why I was like, so where's the line? Like,
I think the lashes had to be more uncomfortable than anything.
Oh, they were uncomfortable for me.
They were more uncomfortable to look at than anything else. Yeah.
But
So, and then we just close up with Johnny and Amy being happy. And that's when I found out his name is John McIntyre.
Yeah. It's their whole thing is just so uninteresting. I mean, yeah. He just
McIntyre. Right. But here, I get it.
Yeah. But it's just like because at one point he was talking and like his little confessional was like, you know, Amy and I just have such a great connection. Not a day goes by that we don't hug or kiss. And I'm like, yeah.
28 days have gone by.
First of all, it's been only a handful of weeks. But also, like, I would say that's kind of a given in a good relationship. I don't know that that's surprising. Mm-hmm. But it's like, you guys have not fucked, but you also think it's a great thing that you haven't, that you hug and kiss every day. It's like, oh my God, it's like the Care Bears wedding. It's so crazy.
But since they were both in on it, you know, they were both all for it, maybe it'll work out. That'll be interesting.
They feel like equals for sure.
Do you know if the reunion takes place like now?
I think it takes place a little bit after.
So the reunion has also already been filmed and in the can for a while.
Okay. I think so, yeah. It was sweet seeing Amy's brother get so excited when he and her dad are walking her down the aisle. And I got a little choked up and I was like, wow, so any wedding will make me cry.
I didn't cry
despite
so.
Your personality
despite my entire being. It all chokes me up, but I'm also a huge victim of music. If music is like there to manipulate my feelings, it will happen. It was crazy though, because when they're giving their speeches or like when they're up there on the altar, she's like, I did not see, like, I would have thought you were crazy if you would have told me that I could have found love, you know, in a pod, like with somebody over a wall, like blah, blah,
love
blah.
Love in a pod.
Yeah.
That's what they should have called this.
Gross. But after she gives this whole thing, she looks at him like it's his turn to talk. And he just goes, yeah, can't wait. Which was so crazy. He did not say any vows.
Don't you think it's the editing?
No.
Like, they did not have enough to work with the two of them.
Yeah.
They were head over heels over each other the whole time. And, like, they did not have enough to work with. That's why the whole birth control thing, like, got so blown up. Like, they were grasping at straws to not make this couple's ending be obvious.
Yeah. I know, but it's just the fact that he didn't say anything was just I think he's just brain dead. I think he's just kind of like completely just one of those guys who's just clueless. He seems so deeply clueless to me. So she says that, and then he says, can't wait. And then she's like waiting. She's smiling, anticipating. Nothing happens. And then she goes, I love you. And he goes, I love you too. And then everyone waits another moment, and then they're like, okay, so do you take this man? But I mean, to be fair, when she walked up, he said she looked beautiful, and she said, thank you. Did not say you look so handsome. They're just clueless. So then she says, I do, and then he says, I do. They had that live painting, which was kind of cute. kind of a fun, crazy little thing. I like that it was kind of stylized like mid-century. Like, I feel like that was what was cute. And then she and they're walking out and she goes, my husband. And then he goes, my wife. And it was very clear he was trying very hard not to say it like Borat, because that guy is definitely that guy. And then they pop a bottle of bubbly. And that is when my LaMarco note comes. Well, that LaMarca. And I just wrote, LaMarca. God help anyone who tries to serve me LaMarca on my wedding day. Absolutely fucking not.
Given that AD was opened what looked like, the label looked like Dom when she was getting her wedding dress, but the bottle was Chandon. Very, very green. No, it was a Dom label.
After she gets dumped, she's walking back with a bottle of Chandon. But okay. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. They're on a budget. Although, what were we just watching? I thought
the budget was the productions.
It is. But no, that's what I mean. The production is on a budget. But it's also fucking, who was it? Anne Marie on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills had a brunch and she was serving Corbel. And I was like, at a fucking Beverly Hills brunch? You fool. They'll never forgive you for this. Anyway. So, LaMarca, and then they're sitting on a swing, and then they go, my husband, and then there's silence again, and then she's clearly waiting for him to say, my wife, but he just bobs his head back and forth, it doesn't say anything, and I'm just like, oh no, it's only the beginning of him not hitting the ball back.
Not hitting the ball back, I think you're right, I think that's Well, that's their journey.
It is for them to endure. Yeah. Oh my God. I mean, Johnny and Amy getting married was not a shock. But that's like Ben Clay, they show them again. And I guess that's when she gets into the Rolls Royce and I'm like, why are you still wearing that? But I guess maybe she's trying to make sure she gets to keep it. Well, you can't take it off of me.
True. You're gonna strip a humiliated woman.
I will not be jilted and stripped. Oh my God. Yeah. It's so embarrassing. But then that's when Clay is like, I just really want to get out of here, to be honest. I was like, man, this guy is so checked out. He looked so relieved all post breakup. He seemed so relieved to not be marrying her. Mm-hmm. He's going to go live his life. And I think he'll be a better person than he was when he went into this thing. But bullet dodged.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. But I guess anything you're hoping to learn at the reunion?
I mean, it'll be interesting to get a quick pulse on Sarah Ann and
Jeremy.
Yes,
Jeremy.
And I would like, and I'd like to see just who has gotten back in touch, who stayed in touch, friends and, you know, exes. Does Trevor still exist? What happened with Jimmy and Jess? You know, like all of that stuff is going to be
potentially interesting. I bet Trevor and Chelsea... They went out a few times at least.
I would bet that they hooked up because they just seem so well suited for at least a hookup and like grabbing some drinks and like burgers and her pretending to be a cool girl for a guy. Like they seem like they'll have a great time doing that for a couple of nights.
And that's the thing about Love is Blind that's really interesting is that they're all from the same city.
I do think that makes it so interesting because, like, they mix and mingle and they know a lot of the same people and stuff.
Yeah. So very easy for them to get together.
That's one of the things that happens on last season. Two people found out that they knew each other. It's crazy.
I got to watch last season.
But the thing is that I was thinking about it and I feel like this is not a question of is love blind? It's like, is love blind and are you willing to get married after 2.5 weeks?
Love is dumb.
Yeah, it's not just blind because for real, right? Because like that's not the question. It's like, is love blind? Sure. But like, I feel like some of these people might get married in 6 months.
Yeah.
You know, like check in with them in 6 months, see how they're doing. Would you? But like that is not just about being blind. That is not just about like, oh, it doesn't matter what you look like.
Right.
I like you anyway, even though you don't maybe look like who you said. Not talking to anybody in particular.
No, we're not thinking of anyone in particular.
But it's kind of just like, well, but what, that's not what this experiment is. It's mm-hmm. also very much like, are you willing to make an extremely stupid decision with somebody you've never seen beside your side? Like beside you? Like, I don't know. Oh my God.
Well,
but that's it.
Can't wait. Yeah.
Yeah. Can't wait. And of course we want to get the update on Matthew. Matthew, yes, who is the absolute worst.
Yep. He's the winner of the absolute worst award.
He's claiming that he got a bad edit.
Well, I'm sure. I would be too. I don't look like that. I don't talk like that. My voice
unless they replaced
like
him with an AI, you know, actor.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how bad his edit could have been.
Mm-hmm. For real. I don't
Although
either.
I did learn something interesting on the Rose Pricks podcast that I listened to. They also covered this. Mm. And they had been questioning why they had those goblets, the same goblets, well, everywhere continuity. They went, even restaurants.
It's continuity.
It's continuity, but do you know why?
Well, because they're filming a lot of stuff out of order.
Well, because they're presenting a lot of stuff out of order, too. So that mm-hmm. they can manipulate the conversation better and you won't be like, wait, that wine was almost done and now it's full. So yeah. that's that you can't trust editing. But that said, you also can sometimes just believe what someone says.
Mm-hmm. But that is what's crazy about the goblet thing, because it's like no other show feels the need to do that. Like, right. like there are continuity issues with shows all the time. Like mm-hmm. that's, and every show is editing and you'll see something be full and then empty and whatever. Or like, yeah, they'll be sitting there about to order and then suddenly the food will be done. But when they answer the question, mm-hmm. but like, and that's just reality TV. But it's so, that's why it's so weird that this show like went out of its way to make an iconic, an iconic goblet for every circumstance, even if they're mm-hmm. yeah in a restaurant or whatever,
right?
And it's just like mm-hmm. so you're just depending on the fact that you are 100% going to be editing the living shit out of this into something it isn't and Frankensteining
yeah.
it.
Yeah, weird. Anyway,
it's weird.
Well, all so right, we'll see you next part? Time okay. My dog feeder's about to go off and that's going to be chaos.
Oh God, I'm not dealing with that. All right, well, thank you so much for joining us, Taryn.
Thanks for having me.
Yes.
It was a blast as always.
Yes.
Well, good to see you.
And everybody can find us all on Nameless Best Friends. And we'll just see you next time.
Bye.
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 Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.